This is KWBU. Just outside Waco is the Homestead Heritage, an agrarian, self-described, intentional Christian community. The roughly 50 families that live on the farm practice traditional crafts there. For KWBU, Sakina Haji reports that one of those crafts is cheese that's freshly made and aged in an underground cheese cave.
So, full disclosure, I'm a self-professed cheese lover, and visiting Brazos Valley Cheese was a dream come true. The shop is part of the Homestead Heritage Farm, which is just a few miles outside of Waco down a small one-lane road. And once you're there, it's as if you've entered into a completely different era. There's a blacksmith shop, a grist mill, and a pottery studio. Things that recall this community's pledge to simplicity and quality craftsmanship. Inside the cheese shop, a small cabin near the entrance to the farm, is where I meet Mark Keel, a cheesemaker. The cheese shop, he tells me, has become famous throughout Texas, and it's because of their high-quality products. But it's one thing to say that, and another to put your cheese where your mouth is. So Keel shows me what makes his cheese a slice above the rest.
I wonder if we could take a ride.
Sure.
You want to do that?
Sure, okay. Definitely.
At the heart of the 500-acre property is a horse-plowed community farm that grows many crops, like sorghum and pecans. Standing on a picturesque overlook, the 40-year-old Keel explained how these community crops are used in his cheeses, especially sorghum. It's this crop that's used in a specialty cheese that Keel created by accident.
So we rub the rind with sorghum, vanilla, and cinnamon. Vanilla, sorghum, cinnamon. That's where we come up with the name Von Sormann. Vanilla, sorghum, cinnamon.
The Von Sormann cheese became so popular that it was awarded a third-place ribbon for Best Rub Rind Cheese at the American Cheese Society's annual competition. But looking at this and Keel's other awards, you wouldn't anticipate the humble beginnings of his store, which was established by Keel's cousin Rebecca. Using leftover milk and an old cheesemaking book, Rebecca had made her first wheel of cheese at home using makeshift tools. She continued her small business in her house until 2005, when Keel moved to the farm from Denver.
This is a big contrast from the way I used to live versus living on the farm. I was 4 days fresh out of the county jail. I had just beat a 15-year prison sentence. I spent my entire teens and 20s selling drugs and living violent and just crazy lifestyle.
Keel found purpose in his cousin's cheese making, so he helped her achieve her dream of having a cheese business. The store grew slowly at first, but now Keel can hardly keep up with the demand for his cheeses. His largest cheese vat contains 400 gallons of milk that is brought fresh from two local dairies. This milk is heated and then acidified by adding a culture.
And then we add what's called rennet. It's an enzyme, and it coagulates the milk. And so after the milk is coagulated, then we cut the curd, and you have curds and whey. Everybody's heard of that.
The curds and whey are then heated to a temperature specific to the type of cheese that is being made. For instance, cheddar is heated to 102 degrees, and the Von Sormann is heated to over 120 degrees. Then the whey is drained out and returned to the dairy, and the curds are accumulated into slabs. These slabs are turned over and over until the curds become more acidic. After adding salt, the curds are put into a mold and pressed into a wheel of cheese. These wheels are then bandage wrapped to create a rind that protects the cheese. Finally, these wheels go into the underground cave to be aged for at least 2 months and up to several years before they are shipped off to be eaten.
I'll show you guys the cave. You want to see it?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
The cave was dug by three men on the farm in 2011. It's essentially a 700-square-foot cinder block room underground. Going down the stairs into the cave, you can immediately feel the temperature drop. It is kept at 50 degrees and 85% humidity. The unique molds and bacteria needed to age the cheeses thrive under these conditions. Standing outside the heavy wooden door that enters into the dimly lit cave, you can already smell the musty, ripe scents of the aging cheeses inside. Protective shoes have to be worn before entering the cave to prevent cross-contamination. Inside, there are basically rows after rows of floor-to-ceiling shelves containing 10 to 15-pound cheese wheels. It's kind of like entering a library of cheeses. The cave can contain up to 1,600 wheels. There are Von Sormanns, smoked goudas, horseradish pecan cheddars. Some cheeses have been in there since before I was even in high school.
But up there on the top shelf, that's from 2010, that Parmesan?
No, that's and Parmesan.
The oldest cheddar's
up here.
So there's one cheddar from 2012 that's next to the Parmesan. Those are the two oldest cheeses.
The longer the cheeses age, the more cycles of bacterial growth they can go through. Although Kiel wants to age many of his cheeses for longer periods, demand for them is so high that often he has to pull them earlier than he would like. Although a cheesemaker and cheese lover himself, cheese is more than just a product for Kiel. He sees it as an expression of the rich shared culture and beliefs of the homestead community.
Talking to somebody and giving them a piece of cheese, it's like they're not just eating a piece of food, they're really experiencing things that we care about.
Kiel says he hopes to continue learning and representing his community through his cheeses. Meanwhile, I hope to continue enjoying the delicious smoked Gouda at Brazos Valley Cheese. For KWBU, I'm Sakina Haji.